similar.
Yes.
Yep.
Sorry.
Okay.
Can I make a comment?
Go ahead.
I guess, as I understand Workforce Initiative Opportunity Acts, you know, that the real emphasis on vocational rehabilitation is integrated employment. And Outlook Nebraska, they provide paying employment for blind people. I'm for any employment that, and anything that helps the blind. But I do think that I would caution any official board representation from the commission on that board. As I see them, you should collaborate with them as you do the NFB or the ACB or OAB. We should have good working relationships, but I don't see them any different than any of the other nonprofits. And I would really caution, I think it would be contradictory for us to have a seat on that board while we believe any work is good. We have to be true to the vocational rehabilitation mission, which is integrated employment. And if I read the tea leaves correctly, someday there may not be a place for shelter workshops. And I don't know how that's going to happen, but we need to concentrate on integrated employment.
I was going to say, Marcus, when I was there, I always encouraged them to have a representative for NFB and ACB.
Okay.
You know, on the board, just all the players, you know, that sort of thing. But okay, and of course, for the record, you know, we have always, if one of our clients wanted to go to work there, hey, we supported them.
Yeah,
we've done that and we're doing that, so we've never talked about someone out of going there. Well, some decent jobs there.
Well, I guess I'd say, you know what, when I used to think of Outlook Nebraska, I thought of, you know, employment opportunities for the blind, but they have kind of redefined or expanded their mission, and they're entitled to do whatever their nonprofit mission says, but we have to, you know, they may be doing things differently than what the vocational rehabilitation and the NCBBI may do things, so we got to be careful that we get too aligned with anybody.
So, Robert, if that's something you'd like to discuss further, let me know, and we will put it as an agenda item at a later time for the
meeting. I think we really should, because we just need to make sure just kind of the dynamics of it, just how we, you know, as a board here would expect our director.
Send me an email about, just send a request asking for it to be put on the agenda, and we'll make it happen. You had another question?
Well, just real quick, maybe it just helped to clarify my memory, whatever. But it's nice to see that we have some people from Florida and Kansas in Virginia, but wasn't there about a year and a half or two ago, something like that, the state people said, can't be spending money on those foreign people. We don't want any more of those people.
That was staff training.
Yeah, that was for staff.
That's good. That was just all right.
Tell Donald Trump.
Yeah, that was like for
country.
Yeah, we could do that for council from other states.
All right. So that's just squared away in my head.
I don't think they're foreigners.
Yeah, they were not from Peru.
I mean, weren't we even getting paid to have those guys there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's making money.
But again, we are not making money.
Okay.
No, it could become difficult, but it's how it is now.
All right.
Just for staff members. And the main thing was not making money, but it was more about we are helping others to be trained so they can train their folks in other states.
Oh,
that
that's
was the main thing. Yeah.
That's a beautiful reason.
Exactly.
We wouldn't, you know, have one of them come in and not let one of our, we wouldn't let them take up a needed slot. So we have openings, I would assume, anyway. So, anyway, just another way to get a cash flow going. All right. Well, and the floss.
Yeah.
It's all about cash flow.
Okay.
All right.
I got two questions here, Carlos.
Yes.
We have a new supervisor for the center coming on board. They're training right now. Have you done anything to reclassify that position or restructure the duties, or will it be similar to what Carol did in the past?
It would be the same thing Carol was doing in the past.
Okay.
That position hasn't been reclassified.
Okay.
Earlier.
Okay. Then the second question, you
it was reclass. It was maybe it wasn't reclassified. There was at least a title change in recent history because it used to be like an assistant director or something. And
no,
now
what happened is
it's now a supervisor.
Yeah. Well, in the state, it was always classified as a supervisor level.
Okay.
But the position was called a director of the center.
So it was just a working title.
Correct. And it used to report to the director, not to the deputy director.
Okay. There you go. Okay. All right.
And the second question, and maybe I misunderstood it. When Bob Deaton retired, he had the title of deputy director. I know you had said that you're going to eliminate that position and possibly is that position going away, or do we have a hole in our payroll right now, or are you going to replace it and reclassify it? How is that going to affect our staffing?
Yes, thanks for asking that, because we need to be clear about what we are doing. I used to say we are eliminating that position, meaning we are not having two deputy directors, just one. But we will reclassify that position. So right now that position is vacant, and we will reclassify to continue doing the duties that Bob Deaton was doing the last year or two, which is staff development, planning, and HR, some PR as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, it should be between I think we call it coordinators or up to a supervisor. We will write the job duties, and actually the state tell us what the classification is.
Do you have a timetable on when you might fill that position?
To fill it up by the time Bill Brown retires.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we are still working on putting together different things, and we don't need to put a request to the governor like we thought, but we still need to justify why we are doing it.
Chad, Becky?
No,
okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, did you have some more that you wanted to cover?
Not from my report, no.
Okay. Because I know you covered the executive director report pretty thoroughly, and there was also the report from the that you also gave us from the different field offices. And,
which I also got from the field office.
Right, so I didn't know if you were going to cover that one as well.
Yeah, no, I already did. I did a summary of my highlights.
All right, sounds good.
If you guys are okay with that, that's what I'm doing now. Just keep the highlights.
Yeah.
Their entire reports will be in the minutes.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, then, moving on then, the next item on the agenda was the biennium budget update. And,
okay. Bill Brown is here for a reason, too. But in general, if you have questions, Bill Brown can answer several of those technical questions. In general, like I mentioned, we got our budget restored for this budget year. But starting in August, September, we need to put together a budget for our next budget year. Usually at this point, we need to decide whether or not we are going to ask for more money and justify that. How we are going to do it. I won't say chances are we are not going to get it. Chances can be we will, but depends what we are going to be asking, if we ask for some. At this time also, the governors usually, or the governor's office usually tell us, you have to run the plan, how will you operate if we cut you by 5%, by 10%, and 10%, rebel?
Yeah.
Kind of,
yeah.
So we need to do that exercise as well.
Okay.
But other than that, the numbers are healthy. We balance the budget. And if you have more,
that's always important.
Yeah.
So at this point in time, you don't see I know that we've made some changes to help facilitate the balancing of the budget. We didn't get a cut in our budget from state funds, and we did get our federal funding. We didn't get any reallotment, so we didn't have those extra dollars. So there's been things like the elimination of the state staff meeting this year. There's been some savings by not immediately refilling a few positions. We've been able to save some money there. Is there thought that we'll need to take any other actions to continue to stay where we're at or we?
Yeah, we don't need to take extra actions.
Okay.
Okay. One of the other things that we also did was we are not paying for staff members to go to consumer conventions.
Right.
So that was a big savings too.
Okay.
But because we are doing better, and if we get some realignment, we were told if we do, we are not going to get the 800,000 that we used to, maybe 1/4 or 1/3 of that. So if we do get that, we can have very easily a state staff meeting next year. Probably. That's what VR does every other year.
Okay.
So we're continually checking the budget and talking to supervisors, field staff, engaging them, bringing ideas. And Carol is working very hard on making sure that we do use comparable benefits.
Well, I was going to bring up something, and maybe Bill can help me with this. I guess who all spoke did such a good job, you know, to make it so that we wouldn't get the reduction in our budget. That someone on that committee, in fact, Chris Boone, who's the representative of the National Federation of the Blind, does the legislative stuff. She had a document which she thought was true, but it must not have got passed. But she had a document saying that not only would we not get cut, but they were going to give us a 5% increase. She assumed that we had, but that Bill, what did she say? Because Bill and I were this was during the Friends of the Commission meetings,
right.
Part of the conversation we had. So what did she say, Bill? She had it, but what did she say?
Well, we did do kind of our homework with the legislative budget analyst. That's the person who's the go-between our agency and the legislature's appropriations committee. And that was never proposed, or it never made it to any kind of discussion within the appropriations committee. I don't know exactly where that came from. They generally, unless we ask for money or somebody else asks for money for us, they don't appropriate additional funding, if you will. And all we were trying to do at that time, and appropriately, the only thing we were trying to do, and that was the only scope of what that meeting was about, was to try to restore the cuts that were proposed.
In fact, I think she said the document she had was only a documents that were given to the people on that committee. I'm not sure who leaked it to her, but so she assumed that it had been agreed upon. But someone did that. That was the document that the senators were given. So anyway, I just was saying that you guys did such a good job that someone thought it was worthy of not a decrease, but an increase, but it didn't matter. So anyway.
Well, I think that increase that you're referring to, Robert, is the additional funding we got for independent living, which was, what, $47,000?
That
would be, if you added that to the state budget, that'd be about 4 or 5%.
It could be. I don't know.
But actually, that happened the previous biennium, yes.
Yeah. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
But I'd like to maybe just make a comment on what Robert mentioned, that it worked when we work with consumers, the testimonies, that really is what makes it work.
Are we still talking budget here?
Well, we can. I'm sorry to go on.
Yeah, okay. I just got, you know, I was at a meeting yesterday where the director of vocational rehabilitation was speaking, and it wasn't Mark Schultz. It was the new gal, and she had made the comment that there are 79 vocational rehabilitation agencies throughout the country. Now, some of those have states that have blind.
Correct.
And so. And she said at the time, the last she'd heard it, I think 39 of those states were on priority one status.
Order selection, yeah.
Yeah, order selection, yeah. Mm-hmm. What are we doing that the other half of the rehab agencies are doing so we haven't had to get to that point? You know, what are we doing right or to make that where we're not in order of selection?
Yeah,
like a
chart.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm smiling because I usually say without any concerns when there is not record. I think in general we're doing a good job. Being a commission and the way the structure of the agency where we provide direct services really helps a lot because most of those agencies contract the services. We provide our own services. We can tell the counselors, you know, cut this, cut that. We know when we are going to be saving money with staff members. One of the big things we are doing is continue to get Social Security reimbursement because people get off benefits. That's helping us a lot. I mentioned one of the factors in our budget, we only have around $1.2 million that we can play with because the rest is money that we cannot move around, it's salaries, rent, transportation, and so forth. So $1.2 million, if we get $700,000 from Social Security, that's more than 50% that we can play. So far, I think it's because we are doing a good job training people, rehabbing them, and placing them in decent jobs.
I did hear one thing that I think is the futuristic vision of the Nebraska Commission for Blind and Visually Impaired, but when Workforce Initiative Opportunity Act was passed, there was a mandate that 15% of the budget be spent on pre-employment and transition.
Yeah.
And I know like the state of Nebraska, they weren't spending as much funding percentage-wise that historically I think the MCBVI has. So that reallocation of funds I think has impacted some of these state agencies where we were kind of always recognizing the value of that.
The transition, it was ironic. I mentioned to some folks that the last time we were monitored, they were telling us that we shouldn't be working with younger kids, 14, 15, 16. Why do we have wages? Why do we have a winner fest? And I told them that it works. So they keep telling us you shouldn't do those things. You should spend more money on placements. My last question to them was, what are you going to tell us not to do it, put it in writing, because we will continue doing it. And now the law says we have to do it.
Yeah.
So it's ironic.
Yeah,
I'm glad you mentioned that, Mark, because in general, we've been doing this for years. When we go to national conferences, we mention those things. Nebraska is doing it for years, working with transition. Even younger than 14.
It goes back to that crazy thing that applies in so many things. A lot. Put a little effort in now, it's going to pay off later.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Otherwise, I'm going to move on to the next item. Okay.
Thank you.
We're having fun.
So the next item on the agenda is a news line update. And I'm going to skip the statistics and all that stuff. The full report from Brian will be in the meeting minutes. But I will add, I always like to highlight the additions and things that they've added. And he just happened to comment that they added so many publications this last quarter. And there's descriptions of them in here as well, but Stone Soup, Sports Illustrated Online, Sporting News, Globes Israel, apparently that has to do with Israeli business and it's been translated into English, Science X, and Medical Express. Now, I think Medical Express is a website, it's some sort of online publication, it's not a paper publication that they're getting, but they're doing some of that now as well. So anyway, the full newsline update with all the membership ads and reading minutes and so on will be in the minutes that are published. And so the next, moving on then to the client assistance program, complaints or issues. There haven't been any, and we do have a new CAP, is director the right word?
Correct.
Okay, the correct title. And she just started or just finished 2-week training?
Just finished it.
Okay.
I apologize.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Wonderful. Look forward to meeting him at some point in the future. Hopefully it's as great of a collaboration as it has been with Vicki in the years past. The next item on the agenda was staff anonymous suggestion submissions, and to the best of my recollection, there were none. So we'll move on to the next one. Just a comment that that is one way that the staff is always able, should always feel free to contact us. We're happy to take phone calls from the staff or from anyone. But if you feel the need, you can also communicate with us through the staff anonymous suggestion mailbox. We're happy to take suggestions about the commission and the services we provide and concerns and ideas. That's one way to bring them forward, and I believe that if you're not familiar with how to use that, there's a document on the W drive to tell you how to access that. Okay. The next item on the agenda, look at that, we were behind schedule and now we're 20 minutes ahead of schedule. The next item on the agenda is to continue the discussion of upcoming meeting dates and locations. When we met last, at the beginning of February, we set forth the meeting dates for today and for our August meeting and for our November meeting. We did not set a meeting date or location for February of next year. But also, we've been in contact with the Nebraska, with the NCEC BBI. We've been planning to meet there in November, and they've informed us that unfortunately that will not work out with their schedule. Certainly we could, they were very happy to entertain that again at a later date, but it just didn't work out that weekend. So we need to make a decision as to where we'd like to go and what we'd like to do instead of that. I have not asked yet. We can certainly ask if that first weekend in February of 2018 might work for them. And we could do that. And then we could figure out something else, a different location for November.
Well, if we want to be there during a school period year, it has to be either November, well, pretty much November or February, right?
May.
Yeah.
Or May.
The only thing that concerns me about February is the weather can be iffy, and that's why we haven't.
What if we were to do, what if we were to ask them about May next year, and we could keep the agenda light that time, and because we would also have the evaluation of the executive director again that time.
Yeah, and all the kids go home on the weekends anyway, so it wouldn't, the staff would still be around, but if we had it in, you know, that August meeting, you know, it might not be much for staff around. But that, and then February too, I know they have the Braille Challenge, and I don't know exactly the dates when that is, but it's a weekend deal. They have kids come in from all over the state to do a deal, and that's a weekend thing. So.
No, usually the Braille Challenge is during the week.
Oh, is it?
This last year was Tuesday, and the year before was on Wednesday, so it all varies, but it is during the week.
The other thing I was thinking of with May was that in February, just as Kathy was commenting on the weather, that might be a time, Chad, where you might choose to
might
do video,
yeah.
And you wouldn't be here in person.
Yeah.
And if we did it in May, that likely you would be here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that's what I would suggest. Let's stick with Lincoln in February and see if we can do May in the rest of the city.
Well, typically, yeah, I'm sorry.
But we need to figure out what we're going to do for November, right?
So November is typically up here in Omaha. Traditionally, things got shuffled this time because of that arrangement. Normally, we're here in Omaha in November, in February, we're in Lincoln.
Right. Well, I can save some of these donuts for that.
Yeah, okay.
It's not over yet.
Okay.
Yeah, if you freeze them, it'll be cold.
So, I'm jotting down here, unless I hear something otherwise, that we'll go back to our normal schedule for locations. So November we will be in Omaha, and in February we'll be in Lincoln. February 2019 we'll be in Lincoln. Okay, and then in May, we can reach back out to NCECBBI and see if the first weekend, the first Saturday in May, would work for them in 2019.
So you want me to call them?
That's fine.
Okay.
I know the last. I've reached out to him once, and I think, and then you have too, because you're just in conversation with him. Go ahead, feel free to do that.
Okay.
Is August in North Platte?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, as far as me,
August
5th. Do the video conferencing.
Yeah.
In August.
Yeah.
Is there an option South Sioux, or do I need to go to North?
We need to find, so the legal requirement is that we need to, it needs to be in a public place, something that, so we can't do it out of your house unless we wanted to allow the whole general public, whoever wanted to show up, to come to your house. So it needs to be in a public place that could be, it could be a library, it could be an off, you know, some place that we can set up a laptop with video conferencing capabilities. Certainly it can be the North Fork office. We'll need to find a location. If you're fine traveling to North Fork, that's certainly the easiest. I mean, we can do that right now and say that's where it's going to be. Otherwise we'll need to investigate and find a location to hold that. The North Fork office, there is that larger conference room, as I recall, kind of conference room / break room, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. And that certainly would accommodate any of the general public that would probably come. So the August meeting is in North Platte, but also in North Fork. and I'm just trying to remember here. Let's see here. February, Chad, you were in Scott's Bluff, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's here today. August will be, Becky will be in, will be video conferencing in. And that means November, everybody has to be here.
Because what you're saying, without saying, is that we can only do that twice a year, right?
It's half of our meeting is the legal requirement. Okay. We can only do it for half of our meetings. All right, so that's, and then we already have a focus topic set for August, so we're good there. We don't, if anybody has a suggestion for a focus topic for November, I'd entertain that at this time. Otherwise, we can certainly determine that in August. Is there any ideas from anybody today?
Well, could we have the new center supervisor? Have we done stuff like that before?
We've never had like a new employee come and just because they're a new employee, but
not to be the main focus anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
If Greg had some ideas of things he'd like to do or things that he was excited about, you know, at the center, and certainly he could come and speak about that.
Yeah. Just the thought. I should have invited Carol when she became super. I wasn't on the board. I wouldn't.
I know we had those. I can't remember if Carol, if you ever came and gave a presentation like that.
Yeah,
I remember having those conversations. I didn't know if you actually gave a presentation.
Ago, but I did.
Yeah,
about
because
the center and changes and everything.
Yeah, you did. Because I remember you talking. I remember the conversation about going out and traveling to the different offices and building partnerships.
Yep.
Okay.
And this is kind of our flagship of our commission.
Okay. Well, let's think about that a little bit more. If there's something that certainly, if that's something that we'd like to ask him to do, and maybe give some insight of what he, because he'll been on the job for several months by that point. But I'd hate to put him on the spot either. But be good to hear what his plans are. What he thinks he'd like to do as he evaluates the position and moves forward. Okay.
In fact, all right, just one. Is he a blind guy?
Yep.
He is.
I mean, halfway. More than half.
Yes. He came, and I'm not saying that this is a requirement but also he did come from California. I'm trying to,
Society for the Blind
in California. And he was their lead orientation mobility instructor there, I recall?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And he supervised some of their programs.
Okay. Yeah. I look forward to meeting him. Okay. Well, I don't believe that requires a vote of any kind, the location changes, but we'll get the, NCECDB I contacted and make sure that May of 2019 works for them. And
so,
I worked with them for that.
So Michael, you being the representative of the National Foundation of the Blind, do you have any discussion about, because there were a couple of people who were wondering that there's an NFB event going that particular weekend, and they were going to have us discuss trying to move it from that weekend to a different weekend. Do you get any of that?
I did not get a direct email asking me to do anything like that, and I was not at the last board meeting. I had a personal event, so nobody's contacted me about it.
Yeah, because that was one of the discussions.
So if they would need to contact us and or contact me and ask me about it, but in the past we have not reschedule, veered from our schedule too much. I think we've tried our best to avoid things like the ACB and the NFB state convention, certainly, but to avoid a chapter meeting or a fundraiser of an organization or something like that.
I think it's a board meeting. Another board meeting is going to be in Columbus, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that we would.
Okay.
We would move our our meeting for that.
Yeah, I just thought I'd bring it up because I think they someone did get to you and just so that we covered all those bases.
Being a member of that board, those dates fluctuate quite a bit, and we try to be very consistent, I think would be a good word, on this board as to when those meetings are. They're very predictable and easy to, if that's a concern, then that it's very easy for them to schedule around it.
Okay.
I personally like just knowing we're meeting the first Saturday of February, May. It just makes it easy for me without having a calendar.
The only time I think we've really veered away from that too much in more recent years is we did have a major commitment of one board member, and we accommodated that, but for the most part, it's always the first Saturday of the